welcome back. Early indications are the Packers have their center for the next decade, and he will be a Pro Bowl player. Please say hello to Corey Linsley. Of course, Corey, the late breaking news, you guys got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town on Sunday. Your first impressions of the matchup?
The first few hours of watching film is they played together. They play, I think they called it We Fence. You know, they play as a team, obviously. And a lot of movement out there. A lot of different stuff they're going to throw at us. But that's what the week's for.
Now, the Cowboys, when they were on offense against the Lion defense you faced just a week ago, they rushed the ball for 73 yards and allowed 6 sacks. Now, against that same Lion defense a week ago, as I mentioned, you rushed the ball for 152 yards and allowed 1 sack. Is the confidence in the O-line meeting room like at an all-time high?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we concentrate on ourselves and worry about ourselves and everything, but when you can kind of compare back-to-back weeks like that, you know, it does give you a little boost of confidence. But we're excited to play our game on our field.
Corey, you come to training camp as a fifth-round draft choice. What was your goal coming in?
Honestly, it was just to help the team any way I could. Didn't know what the opportunity was going to be. Didn't know what was how well I was going to play, how, you know, whether I was going to make it or not. But just put your head down and work hard, and it's paid off so far.
Mike, I think he met his goal of helping the team, hasn't he?
Oh, definitely. I just think when you look back at Corey's start, you know, just the way it came about going to Seattle, you know, we just felt, you know, once we got past that game, just each week, just getting more and more comfortable, and he's done a great job.
Talk about that Seattle game, Corey. I remember, okay, you and Aaron Rodgers, J.C. Treader gets hurt, you and Aaron Rodgers, no real game action together and so forth and all that, and it's on the game's biggest stage, the opening night stuff, and I'm thinking I would not be able to get out of the restroom. I see you walking around the stadium. I see you walking around the stadium, and you looked unflappable. I mean, you looked like, hey, this is all right. I mean, are you that unflappable?
I was nervous for sure, but luckily, you know, Aaron and obviously the guards next to me, TJ and Josh, were such a help during the week. That's what kind of made my nerve anxiety level kind of, you know, lessen over the week, because they're so smart on the field beyond, you know, and that's the real challenge is knowing what's going to happen and knowing the play calls and being able to adjust. So I owe it all to them for sure, my anxiety level on that game.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. Mark bats leadoff, and you have a question for Corey.
Yeah, Corey, a lot of people didn't think that the Ohio State University deserved the fourth seed in the NCAA football championship. How excited are you that they're in the finals, and you think Coach Mike will let you off on Monday after we beat the Dallas Cowboys to watch the game?
Oh, hey, it's all about the Packers right now, so I don't think I'll be going down to Dallas, but I was very excited for them to get in. It was pretty neat that, you know, because you see guys that you played with last year and you see the guys that you worked with and everything. So to see them come out on top like that against the SEC team, it was, especially Bama, it was awesome.
All right. Megan, next up, you have a question for Corey.
Being a rookie, how will you prepare differently for the playoffs?
Just follow the guys in front of me, follow the veterans. They've obviously done this and obviously won it at the highest level in the Super Bowl. So I'm looking at Josh and TJ and watching what they're doing and doing as they do.
It's worked before, so he'll do it again. All right, yeah. Mitzi has a question for Coach.
Coach McCarthy, you have to have one of the most rewarding yet one of the most stressful jobs that I've ever heard of. What do you do to de-stress and to enjoy yourself?
I go home. So I just very blessed with a great family, you know, young children and a lot of activities. So that's what I do, go home.
All right, good, honest answer. Next up, Larry and Corey on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.